Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, where New Jersey drivers line up for the Holland Tunnel.
To get a little bit higher, a little further out of sight. Are you on the left?
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Elephant Micah is the work of the singer and folklorist Joe O'Connell. For years, Joe has released his spare, homespun tales in private, limited edition recordings. But his new album as Elephant Micah, called Where in Our Woods, will actually get a wider release when it comes out on January 20th, so a whole new audience will have a chance to hear his work. But you'll get that chance right now, as Joe O'Connell and his trio are here in the Soundcheck studio with a bit of haunted Americana that they call By the Canal. It's Elephant Micah, live on Soundcheck.
Stranger at a horse with a gilded horn, a painted unicorn.
That is Elephant Micah, live on Soundcheck with a song called By the Canal, written and sung by Joe O'Connell, who also played guitar, with Matt O'Connell on percussion, and Jason Evans Groth also on guitar. That is one enigmatic little song that you've written there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a song that deals more in imagery than any concrete narrative or any specific real-world reference points.
You are also a folklorist. You study the folk tales? And do you have a specific region that you focus in on?
Yeah, a lot of the work that I've done as a folklorist has been in Indiana, which is the state where all of us grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked a lot with a program called Traditional Arts Indiana. So I've done a lot of research with artists and craftspeople, especially in southern Indiana.
Uh-huh.
It's a pretty vibrant place culturally. Bluegrass music is a pretty huge phenomenon, mm-hmm. in that area. You've got in the kind of border area between Indiana and Kentucky.
Right. You got Louisville right across the river, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's an area where I've worked with some artists. And
yeah.
There's a banjo player by the name of Jim Smoke that I've done an oral history project with recently, who actually is from a town called Roundo, South Carolina, but has wound up living in the place where Matt and I grew up, which is Pekin, Indiana.
It's funny because, you know, we think that this is all something that happened 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that someone like you can still be doing this is kind of interesting.
Yeah. I guess there's sort of the, it's kind of taking the kind of the Victorian collector model and changing that to be something that's broader in what it approaches, and then also a little bit more collaborative in how and how it works. So
does this have an effect on how you write songs? Were you writing songs before you became a folklorist? And if so, has this kind of changed that process?
Yeah. My interest in doing research with artists and musicians is based on rooted in a lot of the same experiences as my interest in making music. They're both kind of effects of the same causes, which really have to do with an interest in class identity and sense of place and kind of how they interact and how different places are represented or how different social groups interact through the arts. And
Well, the idea of sense of place, well, that's something you really get in a lot of the songs. We're speaking with Joe O'Connell, who, as Elephant Micah, is releasing this album called Where in the Woods. It comes out on January 20th, but we're getting to hear some of it in live performance in the Soundcheck studio today. On the album, Will Oldham contributes some harmony vocals, who people will know as Bonnie Prince Billy, kind of a kindred spirit. Now, Will went through a long process before he found his stage name, Bonnie Prince Billy. You know, he went through Palace Music, Palace Brothers. What about you coming up with Elephant Micah? Was that a process too?
It was just something that was chosen without a whole lot of intention behind it, and it stuck. Because once you start putting your band name on things, then you kind of have to, obviously Will hasn't, but...
Right, because he's gone.
If you want people to remember who you are, you kind of have to use the same name.
All right.
But it's a name that has completely changed meaning over time, so I don't think about the origins of it as much anymore.
Well, Elephant Micah is the name that will appear on the outside of the jacket if you buy the LP or the CD. Where in Our Woods, a line from the song we just heard, By the Canal, is out on January 20th. And you want to do Albino Animals for us next?
Sure thing.
All right. It's another live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. The band is Elephant Micah.
Thank you.
winters. Thank you.
Once again, the band Elephant Mica, live on Soundcheck with a song called Albino Animals. That will be on the new Elephant Mica record called Where in Our Woods, which comes out on January 20th. The band is playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Joe O'Connell, brother Matt behind the drum kit, a somewhat scaled-down drum kit, and Jason Evans Groth also playing guitar here in the Soundcheck studio today. So this album, you know, is going to sound, to people who have had a chance to hear your previous records, it's going to sound a little different. I mean, a couple of years ago, for example, you did Elephant Mica Plays the Songs of Bible Birds, mm-hmm. where, you know, in the first track, you hear the tape deck starting, and then at the end of the song, you hear it being shut off. You know, right. It's like completely like a homemade recording. This is a much different thing. Mm-hmm. Is it a reflection of a different songwriting process as well?
I think more just a different recording approach. And I had a multi-track cassette recorder that I used for many, many years. And the last record that I made on that machine turned into kind of a nightmare of a antiquated technology situation. Mm-hmm. So that experience made me want to try using a more updated method. So
you've entered the 21st century.
I have. You could say that, yeah.
And going back to this earlier record, Elephant Mica Plays the Songs of Bible Birds, those Bible birds make a reappearance on this new album in this song that you're going to do called Demise of the Bible Birds. There is a story behind this, and this involved you doing, like, research there as a folklorist in Indiana, right?
There was someone that we met in Rhode Island who, when she found out we were from Indiana, she was really excited, and she wanted to know if we'd heard of the Bible Bird Man, and we hadn't. And so she proceeded to tell us all about this guy by the name of Wendell Hansen, who lived in Noblesville, Indiana, and he had a Christian-themed bird show in which he would have trained birds do stunts that were... in one way or another,
Christian,
gospel themed. So she was a huge fan and had a videotape that he had produced. And
So she did all the research for you.
Yeah,
essentially.
Really, it's I never learned that much about him directly, but I kind of took the idea of him and ran with it. And so
you had full creative license,
sure,
and you used it. And now you are killing these Bible birds, apparently.
Yeah, well, it was such a fun theme for songs that I felt like I'd created too many. It seemed like there needed to be a final chapter, and so that's what this song is. And it's sort of imagining that the Bible birds have gotten a little bit road weary, and they're going to hang it up and call it quits, and so in some ways it's a song about touring.
Yeah, all right. Aren't they all, though? Eventually, they all come back to touring. Elephant Mica, the work of Joe O'Connell. The song is called Demise of the Bible Birds. Let's hear another live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Sure, if the Bible burns, we'll ever get back together. Some say it's ruffled their feathers to have flown. So far away from their homes,
hanging on a wing and out on a prayer. They left some kind of joyous noise still ringing in our ears, but they had to migrate.
The song is called Demise of the Bible Birds, bringing to a close the long saga of the Bible Birds and the music of the band Elephant Micah. Maybe, although the last line leaves things pretty ambiguous. Joe O'Connell, Matt O'Connell, Jason Evans Groth playing live for us here on Soundcheck. Three songs in three different rhythms. 4-4 for By the Canal, 5-4, less commonly heard in Albino Animals, a little 3-4 action there. Nice set, Joe. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us, John.
The album, Where in Our Woods, comes out on January 20th. By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.
We can't afford to go forward anymore. Then we already do. Tells us to.